Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome into MyW Sports Around the League. A little late start today, apologize for that, but we'll get right into it. A lot going on in sports in the past 24 hours, so let's get you caught up. Breaking news here on MyW Sports, Crystal Dunn will be going overseas to play soccer. Crystal Dunn playing for the Washington Spirit. Spirit had an incredible year this year, but the Washington Spirit and U.S. Women's National Team forward, Crystal Dunn has signed a deal to play with Chelsea Ladies FC and the FAWSL in England. She joins Alex Morgan, another U.S. national team member playing across overseas. Alex Morgan will be playing for Lyon, and now Crystal Dunn making the move to go play for Chelsea Ladies FC. Chelsea, actually a really good team. This is the quote from the Spirit organization. On behalf of the entire Spirit organization and our fans, I want to thank Crystal for her years of commitment and outstanding performance. This is from general manager and head coach Jim Gabera. Of course, it hurts to lose such a talented player, but this is professional sports, and every time there is a roster spot open, it creates opportunities for others. Speaking of others, the NWSL draft will be January 12th, 10 days away, or almost 9 days away, excuse me. Math is off today. So get ready for that. We'll see some of the young stars coming up. We saw a lot of them in the College Cup. So we'll see who the Washington Spirit will pick up with their draft picks coming up in the NWSL draft. Again, that's January 12th, and we're really looking forward to that draft in NWSL soccer. So that's kind of the breaking news coming across the wire today to start the day. We also have a signing in the NWHL. Megan Huertas from the University of Vermont formerly finished off her collegiate career at the University of Minnesota Duluth. The Bulldogs had a great year in her senior season with 8 goals, 11 assists, her best year on paper. She signs with the Connecticut Whale. The Whale lost a couple of players in Billick and Molly Engstrom to a lot of different things, including the NWHL not being able to pay their players, cutting salaries, and just communication with the league and the players. So the Whale had to fill a roster spot. They did that by signing Huertas. Huertas is a Florida native, and will be playing for the Connecticut Whales. You can catch her playing this weekend as the NWHL season gets underway, the second half of their season. Boston Pride in first place, undefeated. Connecticut, New York tied for second. Buffalo shortly behind, not too far behind there, in fourth place. So stay tuned for NWHL news. We'll have more as the weekend approaches, and we're looking forward to see how Huertas makes her professional debut. She talked about in her statement how incredible of a dream this is to realize she'll be playing professional hockey against some of the greatest talents in the world in the NWHL. So a lot to look forward to this week in soccer and hockey and much, much more. But let's get to some action that happened yesterday. We'll start with some NCAA basketball. A lot of great games. It looked like most of the top 25 matchups were ACC conference openers, NC State playing Florida State, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, the big matchup, Louisville and Duke. A lot of people had their eyes set on that matchup. Miami looks really good this year. They're ranked 14th. They're 12-2 on the season. They played Pittsburgh and UNC and Virginia Tech. They kind of finished off that ACC slate, and the lone matchup outside of ACC play was Providence versus DePaul, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's start with that NC State-Florida State game. NC State has been phenomenal so far this season. 12-3 start. They're off to a 2-0 ACC record. They've beaten the likes of Well, they beat Florida State last night, number 6 in the country. But the Wolfpack just seem to play to their opponents and play quality games on the season when they have these ranked opponents coming in. Their losses came to LSU and Kansas State, but when you pick up wins against Notre Dame, FSU, ahead of a Miami game, you're in quite a streak there. So big wins against number 2 Notre Dame, 8-point victory for the Wolfpack, and then they take down Florida State 70-61. Florida State had a 12-game winning streak on the line. Their only loss came to UConn at the start of the season, but the Wolfpack, they come in and take down Florida State at Florida State, so a big win for the Wolfpack on the road. Again, that final score was 70-61. The Wolfpack, again, improved to 12-3, 2-0 in ACC play. Watch out for that NC State team. Surprised they're not ranked yet, especially after that win against Notre Dame. But speaking of Notre Dame, 13-2 on the year after a win, a huge win against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech couldn't even crack the 40-point mark, scoring 9 points in the first quarter, 8 points in the second quarter. Notre Dame wins this one 55-38. It's Notre Dame trying to avoid their second straight loss, something that rarely happens for that program. And they get right back on track with that 18-point victory. Math is good on that one. In the other matchup, I said this, everybody had their eyes on this game. Number 8, Louisville. Number 13, Duke. Duke playing phenomenal. They had wins against South Carolina when they were ranked number 3. Number 17, Kentucky, and now they play this matchup against Louisville, hosting Louisville at Cameron Indoor. And the Blue Devils, a lot of people were talking about the play, the inbound play to start the second half. Jeff Waltz did a good job in confusing Duke and making sure that the players took advantage on the easy layup to start the quarter. But after that, it looked like Duke didn't take that lightly, although they were outscored in the third quarter at 19-18. They took it in the fourth quarter, a 17-11 outscoring the Cardinals and winning 58-55, so they squeaked by Louisville. Watch out for those games in the ACC tournament and even if they play again each other again later on in the season, as Duke and Louisville look to be two teams to keep an eye out on for the remainder of the season, especially the second half going into conference play. We talked about Miami. Miami looks really good on the season, 12-2 on the year, 2 24-point quarters. They had a 48-22 lead over Pittsburgh at the half. Laura Cornelius, she made 8 of 8 from the field, including 6 3-pointers and both of her free throws to help Miami win this matchup against Pitt 82-50. So they improved to 12-2 at Miami 1-1 in ACC play. The other ACC final on the night was Virginia Tech. Now the Hokies have started the season. They started last season 12-0 before losing and had an incredible year. And now this year under Kenny Brooks, their head coach, he just figured out exactly with the personnel there what they needed to do, kind of create space for most of the players, let them work in their own zone, and what he's been able to do is phenomenal. So shout out to Kenny Brooks. They're 14-0, a 76-68 victory over North Carolina. North Carolina came into the matchup 11-2 to 11-3, while Virginia Tech improves to 14-0 on the season. And the last matchup on the night, a really close game here, but DePaul uses a late surge to beat Providence 61-56. Brooke Scheit had 23 points, including the go-ahead three-pointer and a late 12-0 run to help DePaul improve to 11-4, also 3-0 in Big East play. So good for DePaul, unfortunate for Providence. Providence had a great start to the season. They've lost a couple games in their last stretch, including one to Boston College. So we'll see if the Friars can right the ship here in the second half of the season. From basketball, let's move to hockey. There was one game last night. It was the Battle of the Huskies, UConn versus Northeastern. Two teams looking to gain some points in hockey's play. Northeastern outside of the top 10 right now, but have been playing really well as of late, have some big games against the other Boston College team in the Hockey East division. But when you're looking at the standings right now, just a quick update, Wisconsin, this just came in. Wisconsin, number one, all first place votes going to the Badgers. They're 17-2-1 on the season. Minnesota right behind them, 15-3-2 on the year at number 2. Clarkson, St. Lawrence, and Minnesota Duluth round up the top 5. Boston College, Colgate, Quinnipiac. Robert Morris, 12-1-5. They're at number 9. Watch out for that team. They could be dangerous a little later in the season. North Dakota, rounding up the top 10 with a 9-6-5 record. They've had some big wins, and just outside of the top 10, Boston University, Princeton, Cornell, and Vermont. Vermont, the Catamounts, getting some votes as well. But let's go back to that game for last night, Northeastern versus UConn. As I mentioned, Northeastern second in the Hockey East. They're trying to gain some points on Boston College, who has that lead in the division. UConn, middle of the pack Hockey East team. They've had some great games this year, some big wins, played some very close games. But they fell early to the Huskies. It was a 2-0 deficit before Colangelo got a power play goal to cut the deficit to 2-1 in the second. UConn tied it up early in the third. Teresa Kunitsova, she got the tying goal, but then Paige Savage, who scored the game-winning goal with less than 3 minutes to go. It was her 100th career point, so shout out to the senior who will be playing for the Connecticut Whale next year in the NWHL. Haley Skamura, she buried the empty net goal with just about 21 seconds left to make it a 4-2 game, so the Huskies improved here in the second half of the season, and they played down in Connecticut. So we'll see what happens going further in hockey play. We have a couple more games coming up this week with Vermont playing at Merrimack, Sacred Heart playing at Southern Maine in a non-conference matchup. And then on Wednesday, those matchups are today, Vermont versus Merrimack and Sacred Heart versus Southern Maine. And then you can catch on Wednesday, Syracuse versus Boston College and Sacred Heart versus Southern Maine again. In an exhibition game, St. Lawrence will be hosting Carleton. So those are most of the headlines for today. We have tennis beginning their way to the Aussie Open, the first Grand Slam. They're currently in the Brisbane International Tournament. Angelique Kerber plays a little later, early Thursday morning, that is, at 5:30. So we'll see what happens there. Kerber, probably the favorite this year to finish number one again. A lot of people are looking for Serena and some other young players to step up as well. But for right now, looks like Serena and Kerber are the two to keep an eye out on. But definitely watch out for some of these other young names. We talked about Monica Puig yesterday. She should be fun to watch this year as well. And as always, you can follow MyW Sports on social media or go visit mywsports.com for all the updates. Quickly here, don't forget hockey this weekend, CWHL, NWHL, they begin their action. We'll update you as the week progresses. But again, thank you for joining us here on MyW Sports Around the Leagues. Always a pleasure to give you updates on women's sports in the past 24 hours. Join us and follow us on social media at MyW Sports. Visit mywsports.com. Enjoy the rest of your day.